Learn how meditation may support calm attention and better connection with other people. Many people think meditation means sitting alone in silence, far away from other people. That picture is only part of the story. The U.S. National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health describes meditation as a group of mind-body practices that people use to calm the mind and support overall well-being. This lesson connects meditation with relational neuroscience, the study of how human brains and bodies work in relationships. We will use careful language. Meditation may support useful skills, but it is not magic, and it should not replace medical care. When you feel stressed, what usually helps you become calm again? Do you know anyone who meditates? What do they say about it? How does a calm person affect the mood of a room? Meditation is not one single thing. Some people sit quietly and follow their breathing. Some join mindfulness programs where meditation is combined with discussion and informal practice. Informal practice can be simple: walking, eating, or listening with full attention. The goal is not to stop thinking. The goal is to notice what is happening in your mind and body without reacting immediately. In that way, meditation is practice for attention. Mindfulness research often connects practice with attention, emotion regulation, stress awareness, and noticing thoughts without automatically reacting. Imagine you receive an annoying message. Without a pause, you might answer angrily in 2 seconds. With practice, you might feel the anger, name it, and wait before you reply. Notice the careful words here. Research connects meditation with these skills. It does not promise them for every person. Meditation may help. It can support these abilities. It is one way to practice. Relational neuroscience and social baseline ideas suggest that human brains are built for social connection. In simple words, being with supportive people is not only nice, it can change how hard life feels. Supportive relationships may reduce perceived risk and effort. Think of a difficult walk up a hill. Alone, the hill may feel steep. With a good friend beside you, the same hill may feel easier. The hill did not change. Your brain's sense of risk and effort changed. Interpersonal synchrony research describes how people can align during social interaction. They may align in behavior, body rhythms, hormones, or brain activity. You may notice simple examples: 2 friends walking in step, musicians keeping time together, or a calm parent helping a child slow down. Synchrony is linked with empathy, emotion regulation, bonding, and social participation. But scientists are still studying how to use these ideas in clinical settings. We can say synchrony is connected to social life. We should not say it treats problems by itself. Here the two ideas meet. Meditation can help a person notice body signals and create a pause before reaction. A person who practices this may become easier to co-regulate with. A calmer voice, slower breathing, steady attention, and a safer presence can help other people settle too. Your calm is not only yours. In a family, classroom, workplace, or friendship, one steady person can change the feeling of the group. This is not a superpower. It is a small social effect that people can practice. Try it. 30 seconds of noticing. Notice your breathing. Do not try to fix it. Notice your feet on the floor. Notice 1 sound and 1 color in the room. Finish by relaxing your shoulders once. It is important to be honest about what we do not know. NCCIH cautions that evidence quality varies by condition, and brain findings can be hard to interpret. A picture of brain activity does not automatically explain what a person feels or what will help them. Most importantly, meditation should not replace conventional medical care. It may be a useful addition to a healthy life, but it is not a treatment plan. Careful language matters, may help, can support, one way to practice. Not a cure. What can mindfulness programs combine with meditation? They can combine meditation with discussion and informal practice in daily life. What everyday activity could you do with full attention? What can a short pause help a person avoid? A short pause can help a person avoid reacting automatically or angrily. Describe a moment when a short pause before reacting helped you. What can supportive relationships reduce? They can reduce perceived risk and effort. Who in your life makes difficult things feel easier? Name two things that can become aligned between people. Behavior, body rhythms, hormones, or brain activity can become aligned. Have you ever felt in step with another person in conversation, music, sport, or work? What can a calmer voice and slower breathing help other people do? They can help other people settle and feel calmer. After trying the 30-second exercise, what did you notice? What should meditation not replace? Meditation should not replace conventional medical care. Why is careful language like may help important when we talk about health? Speaking practice questions. Has this lesson changed your picture of meditation? How? Do you agree that one person's calm can affect a group? What is one small noticing habit you could add to your week? Why is it important to say linked with instead of causes? This lesson connected two ideas. First, meditation is a practice that may support attention, stress awareness, and the ability to pause before reacting. Second, the human brain is deeply social. Supportive relationships can make risk and effort feel smaller, and people naturally align with each other during interaction. Together, these ideas suggest a practical goal. Practicing calm attention may not only help you, it may make you a steadier presence for others. Not perfection, not a cure, just one way to practice being calmer with people.